whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Mike Maino. Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Today we have David McCurdy here, the Development Director of the Women's Resource Center. Welcome back, David.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you back again. You were here last spring. We talked about the Women's Resource Center, actually headquartered in Newport, correct?
We are, yes.
And we talked about a lot of things then that have to do with what you do and how you do it, but we want to expand on that a little bit today. And first off, what's new with the Resource Center? I understand awards are in the air.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of exciting things. Some of the exciting stuff we've been involved with is called our prevention program. And we've been working in the north end of Newport with a program that's basically funded through the Department of Health. It's a Health Equity Zone program. And as part of this, though, we received a nice grant from Citizens Bank.
Oh, great.
It's a Citizens Bank Champions in Action Award, mm-hmm. and a $35,000 grant, which was really nice. And this helps us to continue all of our services and to do a lot of different things. But prevention has become a big topic for us. We still continue to do a lot of different things, but prevention, obviously, we want to stop domestic violence before it happens. So we're working actively in the community to develop relationships with folks so they can be more comfortable to come forward, number one, if they're involved in a situation, and number two, to help families become closer together. We've found that it's proven that research has shown that when people know their neighbors, that violence actually decreases. Mm-hmm. So we actually threw a huge party in the North End, and we took over the Florence Gray Center and their huge lawn, and we had all the kids out there, and some of the families came, the parents, and we had a big party, and it was really fun, and it brought people together that you couldn't have done that in that neighborhood even 20 years ago. It would have been a little bit more complicated.
Right.
And it was great. It was a nice event.
You know, people listening might be thinking about Newport. I always thought Newport was a small place, and now you're talking about specifically the north end of Newport. Is that something you try to target, where you pick a section or a zone and say, let's accomplish this now, and then we'll go on to something else later?
Well, we work in all Newport and Bristol counties, so we're even in Jamestown and all the way up into Little Compton and Barrington and Bristol. Mm-hmm. So we work in all those areas, and we do have even an office in Warren. So this happens to be a project that, through the Department of Health, they're trying to, set up HES programs in other parts of the state. Okay. So they've targeted areas that may need a little more help.
All right.
And so it is a targeted region.
Now, in the title, Women's Resource Center, and one would presume we know what that's all about, and you mentioned a little bit about prevention, what other kind of services are there for people to take advantage of?
Some of the important things that we do are every day is advocacy. We have people who are dealing with a legal situation. They have to go to court for a restraining order or some similar type situation. And they can come to us free of charge, walk in the door, and say, I need help. And we have advocates that will meet with them, give them the best suggestions. We're a referral service, too. So we'll send people to the right direction. If we don't have the answer, we'll send them to the right person. And then we'll walk them to court if they have to help them with the situation over there. So our advocates are busy, and they're unsung heroes, I always say. They're doing some very difficult work, but that's a big part of it. We have a drop-in center, which is really our office on Toro Street, 114 Toro Street in Newport, and folks can go right around the back door. It's private. They can ring the doorbell and go on inside. And really, from that point on, if they were in a bad situation and they needed to escape that situation, we could help them from there. We could get them to a shelter. We have a shelter, a safe house of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
And so whoever it was could then be moved to that direction if they needed that kind of service. Sometimes they need to go to counseling, and they've realized that that's what they need. And we have counselors on site who they could set up appointments with. And we can do that in Warren and also in our Newport offices. So we offer the counseling work. We have the shelter. We have support groups, too, where there can be larger groups of folks getting together. And so it's kind of a mix of a lot of different things that we're taking care of, working on.
I would think the toughest thing to do is to get someone to take that first step, right, is to actually go and ring that doorbell you were talking about or make that phone call.
Yeah, it can be tough for somebody because they're in a situation sometimes where their whole life is going to change. You know, they've been in a situation for 10 years and they're afraid to get out of it, but it may be the point that they're going to lose their home, their kids. It can be a really big, difficult situation. So sometimes that holds people back from coming forward. But at least if they just come in the door and talk, they don't have to do anything. They don't have to go forward. It's anonymous. Everything's kept quiet. If we call them back, our phone numbers don't even show up on the phone. So if they're on our website, they can escape quickly and ends right up on Google. So it looks like they're searching something else. So it kind of gives them that safe feeling a little bit that they mm-hmm. can explore this. If it's not an immediate danger where they have to run at that point in time. If it's somebody who's been just struggling with a bad situation for a long time, we can help them.
Well, I want to do it several times during today's program, but let's start with that phone number you're talking about and make sure that people get that. It's area code 401.
Yeah, there's a 401 for our office. It's 846-5263. And there's also 800 number. So if we're closed, because we're basically a 9 to 5, 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. But mm-hmm. if we're closed on a weekend and somebody's run into a situation, we have a hotline that you can call. It's 800-494-8100.
Okay.
Yeah. And that will reach a statewide hotline.
Statewide.
Which then works just like us. They'll actually, somebody needs to go to a shelter, they'll send a referral right from that hotline and they can help them. So if it's an immediate situation, they can have an immediate response.
And you described the area you're in. What's the specific address
of our office? It's 114 Toro Street. It's an old Victorian right near the Viking Hotel in Newport.
Okay, right near the Viking Hotel.
Yeah.
Easy to find.
It is easy to find.
All right.
Yeah.
And near the fire station.
Right. Actually, we're right across the street.
See, I'm on top of these things.
You are.
All right. When we talk about this kind of thing, and you mentioned people should, you know, make that first step and call or go and see you, is it something that somebody can help someone with? For example, if I had a next-door neighbor I knew was having problems, but they refused to get help, is there any way for me to help as a bystander?
I don't think there's any. There's no harm in reaching out on behalf of somebody mm-hmm. because, again, it stays anonymous, and we'll do our best to keep it that way completely. So you could reach out and say this person is involved in something. And from there, it might be as simple as just a phone call, talking with them, you know, having one of our counselors talk with them,
right.
Find out if this is something that they've even thought about. You know, I'm sure they've thought about it if they're in that bad a situation.
Yeah, so, I'm sure they, as you say, they've thought about it, but a lot of people may not put two and two together and say, I've got to take action. I've got to call this particular number. And it's possible that the word is not out there with the number being available to them or the location.
Yeah, it can be, there can be so many circumstances behind them not calling. And sometimes it is as simple as they're worried about losing their children because they're going to run and not have the kids and they lose custody of the children. Mm-hmm. Or they take the kids with them and they're worried that the shelter won't have room for children. But we always make that work. We have a shelter that takes children, and if not, we can find them. If we don't have room, we can find them one where they can go to. Sometimes it's financial. They realize that they're just going to be in such a bad place, you know. But it's starting over of sorts sometimes.
And the legal aspect of it, you mentioned that you have advisors and people that can help with that too, where someone doesn't want to take the children and then find out they're in a legal problem.
Yes, absolutely. And it gets complicated, especially with children. But, you know, it's something that can be dealt with, and we deal with this all the time, so they have good answers for people. We had a woman come in the door, and she had actually come from a different state just to get away, to escape. Mm-hmm. And all she had was a suitcase and her dog. And we ended up getting her to Switzerland. That was the safest location for her, was out of the country, was determined.
You got her to Switzerland. That sounds like a movie plot versus yes. Day-to-day action. But
yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. So people, they don't necessarily have to be a resident to take advantage of the service. I mean, nearby Massachusetts, obviously, if somebody lives just a couple miles away, they could be in Massachusetts, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And they can at least call you and you can direct them from there where to go.
Absolutely. Yeah, we cover, the state's split up into territories. And so it has, there's different agencies. There's a South County Domestic Violence, and there's Women's Resource Center, and there's areas up in northern Rhode Island that also help with these exact same services. So, again, it's all referral, so we can get them to the right location, to the right person.
Okay, and now a big question for a guy like me, is it Women's Resource Center only?
No, we have, there actually is, we have some shelters in Rhode Island that are opening up for just men, too.
Okay.
People think that domestic violence is a woman's issue, and it's really not. It's a man's issue, because 99% of the time, the situation is a man abusing the woman, and it's the man that caused the problem. So it's really, people blame the woman. They look at her and say, well, she's at fault. Why did she stay? What, you know, a lot of the blame goes on to the women, but really is a man's issue. So, that's one interesting part of our whole thing, is we counsel people, but we also have men who are have to be addressed in this whole situation. But there are men who are being abused too.
Right. I mean, there's that 1% you just mentioned.
There
obviously
are.
That's somebody. So,
yeah. Oh, it's unfortunate, but the abuse goes both ways. And so we do have shelters for that that are available, not necessarily Women's Resource Center. It may be more in northern Rhode Island.
Okay.
But they are new and they're just opening. And there's some new shelters going for trafficking, for victims of trafficking. There's shelters being opened up for a lot of different types of situations. So if it's not necessarily domestic violence that you're dealing with, there's help. You could call that hotline, the 800-494-8100, and just reach out, because it doesn't have to be domestic violence always.
Okay. And what about the opportunity for someone to have something other than domestic violence? Is there other kind of things that go on rather than, you know, the traditional, everybody thinks, well, somebody's getting beat up. Other than that, there's obviously psychological, there's sexual, there's workplace problems. All of those things are covered by
there your right? Oh, yes, yeah. It may not be as, it may not just be violence in the home. It could be a coworker who
right.
has created a situation. And that's the thing that people don't realize, that it falls under a lot of different areas. So it just isn't, you don't have to just rely on that it's actually just a family situation.
All right. Well, we'll take a short break right now, and then we'll return with David McCurdy, the Development Director of the Women's Resource Center. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with David McCurdy, who is the Development Director of the Women's Resource Center. And David, we talked quite a bit in that first segment about the things that go on at the center. I just want to clarify that you have an office in Newport and Warren, but there are other offices throughout the state that are associated with you.
There are, yeah. We work together as a group of sorts, and how it works is the Rhode Island Coalition Against Domestic Violence is kind of our, we're all part of this coalition. So we work together and refer between. We typically, if somebody's from Newport and they're dealing with a situation where they need to go to a shelter, we're not going to put them, or they're from the town where our shelter is, we won't put them in that shelter. We'll move them or have them go to a separate mm-hmm. town, just because it's a small area.
Right. Now, how long has this been involved with this kind of structure? In other words, is this a 20-year-old organization, a 100-year-old organization?
Yeah, 1977.
77, okay.
Yeah, that's really, it started to build, you know, and the organization has grown since. And these other organizations have all come along at different times, but we've all come together, and it's kind of nice to... I go to these coalition meetings, and it's very interesting to hear about the other organizations, but also feel like it's a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
So that if we have something going on or a person that needs help, we can reach out to them. And the whole community has really come together because of that.
Now, I did a fundraiser years ago. I'll date myself because the fundraiser was when Buddy Cianci was mayor. And it was at a golf country club. And we were doing a fundraiser. It was a charity auction. They played golf all day long, and then they came in for, you know, a little something afterwards, and we had silent auction items available. And I had seen Buddy a couple days earlier. I said, why don't you stop by and, you know, lend your fame to this event to make it a little bit more special? And he said, sure. So he did. So when he came into the room, we had a great time joking and so forth, and I called him up and I said, so what are you giving to the organization? And kind of put him on the spot. And I said, here's the deal. I said, let's auction off the opportunity to have lunch with Buddy.
That's great.
So anybody that wants to buy that, they have to pay the bill.
Yep.
As well as a donation to the thing. You know, we got $1,000.
That's awesome.
On the spot. So I can't remember exactly when that was, but it was for this organization. And so there are plenty of groups around the area that are always doing good work. And if people would like to just make a donation without going to one of these events that we're going to talk about in a couple minutes, can they do that by going to a website or something?
Absolutely. They can visit our website, wrcmbc.org, and you can see all this information, everything that we do. And you can explore the website. And like I said, there's a safe escape right in the corner of it just to get away from the website if you need to leave it quickly. But if you want to make a donation, you can right on the online there, you can actually make a donation. There's directions for making donations.
That'd be a great thing to do. So check that out. And you can always call and ask questions. They have a local phone number, the 401 area code. And that's what, 247-9257, right?
Yep. There's 401-846-5263 if you want to reach out to me. Okay. They could actually call me and make a donation that direction too.
Excellent. All right.
Yeah.
I mentioned that there are other events, and we have a few coming up. Let's go in chronological order. You have something coming up on the 20th, which is a wine and cheese party?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Grapes and Grains in Barrington has been a supporter of our organization for years. And for Domestic Violence Awareness Month, which is coming up, so this is October, is a month for domestic violence awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're working with different areas in the community.
It's coming up. It's today.
It's today.
For the next month, right?
Yes, it is. So what we do is we do these little events. They may not necessarily be domestic violence focused, but what they're doing is they're bringing people out that exposes them to what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it gives them an opportunity to ask us questions or just maybe even reach out if they needed to. And so on October 20th, we're doing a wine tasting. It's in Barrington. It's at their store. And that's always been very nice. And it's a nice turnout for that. And we get a percentage of the wine that they sell.
So oh, okay.
Eating, which is nice.
So get ready to buy wine.
Buy night. Wine there.
All right. Buy
please.
Wine there. All right. Please. That'll be a great thing on that night. That's October 20th. And then on the 23rd, you have something special. Big time coming up.
Yeah, the Pell Bridge Run is an exciting event that benefits many nonprofits. And what we try to do is we develop a team to walk the bridge. And I've always wanted to walk the bridge. This is my first year doing it, actually. And how it works is you join our team. And it costs $50 to sign up to walk the bridge, even if you weren't joining our team, just to walk the bridge as a fee. But then what you do is you sign up for our CrowdRise funding page. This, we have instructions on our website for anybody who wants to do this,
okay.
wrcmbc.org. But once you sign up for our fundraising page, so you create your own little fundraiser, So basically what you're doing is you're going to all your friends and saying, sponsor me. Give me some money to walk the bridge. And all that money then goes to the Women's Resource Center.
So how much do people, what would a typical sponsorship, now you're going to walk the bridge.
$10, $25, individuals.
So it's not by the mile or anything like that.
No,
some
just,
of these are like, you know, oh, I'll give you 10 cents and you find out they did 3,000 miles, you know.
No, it's very controlled. You just say, you ask them just to give money towards the walk.
All right.
And what happens is we get a team together and everybody totals up their money and all comes towards the Women's Resource Center. So my goal is to raise $1,500 for my just from my friends. So I'm, all my friends,
well,
beware.
I'll give you $15.
That's excellent.
All right. So
all
there
right.
we go.
There all we right. go. That's,
if everybody that you knew did that, we'd be all set.
That's how it works.
All
and
right.
and that's our goal. And it last year we raised almost $10,000 for the organization. So we'd like to be the top team. So we'd love to have anybody involved in that. And if you live anywhere, please feel free again to visit our website at wrcmbc.org or call my personal number at the office, 846-5263, and I can run you through exactly how it works. It's a little bit more, it's fairly easy to do once we get you going.
All right, the wrcnbc.org. I just want to make that slowly so people get
sure.
it. That's for Women's Resource Center, Newport, Bristol County, I presume?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
All right.
Cover.
So that's an easier way to remember it. If you know it's Newport, Bristol County, then you, Women's Resource Center, you got it. You got the website right there. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So see, you've already made $15 today.
Hey, all right. I'm
all
on
right.
my way.
All right, write that down. Don't let me forget. Okay. And then we have another event. I just want to ask one other question. You mentioned $50 to walk the bridge. Just to expand on that a little bit, because a lot of people would love that opportunity, I'm sure, right?
It's a lot of fun. From what I've heard, it's just an amazing view. And the cool part is if you raise $300 with your little team, we refund your $50. So
really?
It's incentive to raise $300.
All
and
right.
It's not that hard to raise $300. I think I'm up to 70, but I keep going quickly.
Now. Well, 85 now.
Exactly. Right? $85 now.
All right. We got another event coming up just a week later, October 27th.
Yeah, another small local event, but it's always a lot of fun. Cappy's is a local bar in Newport, but they do a lot for nonprofits. And they do a night where they actually dedicate all the tips to the a nonprofit. And so this October 27th, we'll have a bunch of women and men there, and it'll be a really nice evening. What we have is our what we call our Wild Women. And Wild Women were women who made a difference in the community. And we honor them every spring as we do a Men Who Make a Difference, which is men who made a difference in the community. And so this event, we're actually, the women are coming out together and they're going to be hosting behind the bar. And it's going to be a fun evening.
All right. And that location again?
It's on Memorial in Newport.
Memorial. Name of the?
Cappy's. It's called Cappy's Bar and Grill.
Cappy's.
Yes.
As in you wear a cap. All right. So if you're not familiar with the area, if you're not a Newport person, you want to get down there and see some of the local sites, check out Cappy's. And that's on the 27th. And what time does that all start? In the evening?
It's in the evening, yes. It's going to be, I believe we're there from 5 o'clock on.
All right. So you get to see Wild Women.
Yeah. All yeah. Right. It's a lot of fun. It's funny to have people changing roles and taking over as bartenders. And it becomes comical when the by the end of the night, though, it's a lot of fun.
And I'm sure comic attire is yeah, part
sure.
of the program a little bit. All right. So maybe I'll show up with a funny hat or something. But okay, so we've got that. And there are other events throughout the year that you can check out by going to the website. And that big one in the spring that you mentioned also.
Yeah,
is
the Men Who Make a Difference is a large event. It's our signature event. And it's where we raise a big portion of our funds. And it's a great one where we honor men who've made a difference in the community, who've done good things. And for that, we're always looking for items for our auction, just like every other nonprofit.
So if there's a business that's listening and they'd like to help out, they can, if they're a restaurant that could give you a gift certificate for silent
Absolutely.
Auction, or if they were an artist. I know an artist in Newport named Pat. I'll bet you she would give you a nice frame.
I think you're right.
A nice frame print. So I'll have to check her
make
out.
Make a phone call there.
Right. We'll give her a phone call and get you a nice framed print. I can guarantee that, along with my $15. Now, she's going to get a lot more than $15 for her framed print.
Absolutely.
So I think so far I'm in the couple hundred dollar range of donations this morning.
Absolutely. I got to stay here longer.
All right. Let's get back to the nitty gritty of what goes on and a little bit away from the fun of raising money for this and get back to the seriousness of what happens. We talked a little bit about, workplace, but we didn't really touch on that too much. Is that a common thing where people are involved with problems in their workplace and they don't know how to get out of that?
It is. And it's actually, I've been hearing more examples of that through our advocates, people coming in right off the street or just, unfortunately, the workplace is a situation where there is violence, or it doesn't have to be necessarily violence. It can be something that's
just abuse in general.
Abuse in general.
Right.
Yeah. And it ends up being a very difficult situation because, again, number one, they're worried about retaliation, losing their job. So it's something that if somebody's in that situation, they definitely want to talk to our advocates. And they're very good with that stuff. They know how to approach it, what's the best way to go about it, what laws protect you. It's definitely something where somebody might want to reach out if they're in that situation. If it isn't like an immediate situation where there's actually an incident and a police report filed, that kind of thing.
Right, and I was impressed in the first segment when we talked about someone having a problem, and you were even concerned about their dog. So obviously, children and other family members and relatives sometimes get mixed up and involved in this, and it's hard to separate.
Yeah. It becomes, that's what adds to the complex part of it. So somebody's leaving, and if they did have an animal, that becomes a consideration too. We ended up putting a person up in a hotel because we couldn't find a shelter with them and the dog, so until we could get them in the right situation. So everybody's taken individually and dealt, each situation, they deal with it differently. But yeah, it gets complex sometimes, and it's not as just as simple as they say. Why didn't they just leave?
Right.
Many times, sometimes it's a factor of why didn't they call the cops and have the police arrested the person. Well, they realize that when that person leaves, they're going to lose their source of income that might be supporting them in the home too. They may not have a source of income. They may lose their home. So there's all kinds of different scenarios. We're trying to work on a program. It's kind of innovative and it's new thinking where somebody could actually stay in their home. So if they did make that phone call, and we would be able to offer them funding to help them stay in their home rather than force the person to run and go to a shelter, which is sometimes is that whole, I don't want to go to a shelter. I don't want to live in a community environment and I don't want to deal with this horrible situation and be in that. But if you could find a way to stay in your home, get some funding to help you for a structured period of time. So I'm working on a grant in that area right now. So.
Right, and who knows, that might even be financially more feasible than putting someone in a hotel.
It is.
Even just helping out a little bit with those expenses.
Yeah. It's kind of new thinking, but then there's a situation with what happens with that person when they're free, whoever they've called the police on.
Right.
But security issues that can be brought in. It's a very individual type situation that have to be dealt with. So, but
well, I think that's the key to all of this. It's all individuals. It's the opportunity for you to call that phone number, and the hotline is 1-800-494-8100, 494-8100. That's the hotline, and that'll get you through either to your offices or statewide offices, right?
Yes, definitely.
All right. Yeah. David, I want to thank you for coming in today and giving us some more information about the Women's Resource Center of the Newport-Bristol County area.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate the time.
And we look forward to having you back at some point in time so you can keep us abreast. And I got to get my wallet out and get that $15 for you now.
Excellent.
And I encourage all of you to go to the website, which is wrcnbc.org. And make a little donation. If you've been listening this morning and you like what you're hearing, and you like the sound of David's voice, give a little donation.
Thank you.
All right. So all of you, we'll see you next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start riding to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Come on, get smart. Tune up and start to whistle while you work.